This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And then the child spoke. Her infant child in her arms spoke. And this is one of the mu'jizat, one of the miracles about a child speaking as an infant. And the child said, "Oh mother, be patient, for you are following the truth." And she as well, with her child, went into the fire. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Buruj about the people of the ditch. This was a group of believers, and so they are all unnamed in a way. A group of believers who were killed for holding on to their faith, for believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, external to this story, there is a relevant part of the story, a context that's given to us in an authentic hadith. And rather than just being about all the people, we have the specific individual that was the catalyst for this story, the young boy. And then we have the people of the ditch mentioned at the very end of the story. And it is a long report, but let's go through it very briefly. The Prophet ﷺ tells us about a group of people who used to exist before, meaning before the Muslims at the time who were listening to this. And there was a king who had a court sorcerer. And the sorcerer grew old, and he said to the king, "I've grown very old, so send to me a young boy so that I can teach him what I know," basically the magic. So the king sent a boy to him so that he might train him in magic. On the way to the sorcerer, that young boy ended up meeting a monk. A monk being a righteous person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sat with him and the boy listened to the monk and he was very impressed by it. So every time he went to meet the sorcerer to be trained, he also passed by the monk and he would sit with him. And when he came to the sorcerer, eventually he started realizing the boy's coming late. So he was beaten, he was hurt, he was punished for it. He complained about it to the monk. So the monk advised him, "When you feel afraid of the sorcerer, tell him my family has made me late. And when you feel afraid of your family, tell them the sorcerer made me late." So this is what the boy, we assume, started to do. One day, it happened that there was a huge beast of prey and it blocked the path of the people. And the boy was there. He said, "Today I will find out whether the sorcerer or the monk is superior. The things that I learned from the monk or the things that I learned from the sorcerer." So the boy picked up a stone and he said, "Oh Allah, if the affairs of the monk are dearer to you than the affairs of the magician or the sorcerer, then bring death to this animal so that the people can move about freely." And as he made this dua, he threw the stone and it ended up killing the beast of prey. So what happens here? The boy is now aware of what is right, he's now aware of what is superior, and the people are now able to pass freely. The boy ended up going back to the monk and he told him about what happened. How did he respond? The monk said to him, "My son, today you are better than me. You have surpassed me. Your affairs have reached a stage in which I fear that now you will be tested. Now you're going to go through some kind of trial. And in case you are put to the test, do not reveal my identity." So in other words, he's telling him, be very cautious. That young boy ended up now starting to heal the blind by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those suffering from other diseases, all types of illnesses. And then one day, a companion of the king who was blind, he heard of the young boy, he heard about it. So he came basically with numerous gifts and he said, "If you heal me, all these things here will be for you." And then he said, "I myself do not heal anyone. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who heals. If you believe as well in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will pray to Allah to heal you." That man who was sick started to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala healed. And he came back to the king, that man came back to the king and sat by his side as he used to sit before. The king asked him, "Who restored your eyesight?" He said, "My Lord." He asked, "Do you have any Lord other than me?" He said, "My Lord and your Lord is Allah." So the king took hold of him and he tortured him until he revealed the identity of the boy. So that man was tortured and now the boy is exposed. The boy was then called to the king. And the king said to him, "Oh boy, it has been conveyed to me that you've become so advanced in your magic that you're healing the blind and those suffering from other illnesses. You're doing such and such." And then he said, "I do not heal anyone. It is Allah who heals." He's sticking to what he truly believes. So the king took hold of him and began to torture. What happens next? Eventually, he revealed the identity of the monk. And then the monk was summoned and it was said to him, "Turn back from your religion." and he refused to do so. So a saw was brought and the king placed it in the middle of his head and he ended up basically killing him. And then the courtier of the king was brought and it was said to him, turn back from your religion. He refused to do that. So the saw was placed in the middle of his head and again, he was killed. To summarize, the boy was brought and he was told, turn back from your religion. He refused to do that. So the king gave him to a group of his soldiers and he said, take him to the mountain. Take him up such and such mountain. And basically when you get to the highest part of the mountain, tell him to renounce his faith. If he still refuses, then throw him down the mountain. Basically, kill him. He's trying to scare the boy to leave his religion. They took him and they made him climb the mountain with them. And when they get to the top, he said, O Allah, save me from them however you will, in any way that you want. The mountain began to shake and slowly and surely they started to fall. The soldiers started to fall. And then the boy came walking back down to the king. The king said to him, what happened to your companions? Meaning my soldiers. What happened to the companions? He said, Allah has saved me from them. Again, he handed him to a group of people, another group of soldiers. Take him in a small boat. Take him far out. When you reach the middle of the ocean, tell him to renounce his faith. And if he doesn't do that, then throw him in and basically kill him. What happens? They take him out in the boat. They say the same thing. He says, oh Allah, save me from them in any way that you want. In anything that you want to do, basically, save me from them. And what they want to do, their plan. It was not long before the boat overturned. The courtiers, the soldiers drowned. And the boy ended up surviving. He came back walking to the king. We can imagine he's probably frustrated and devastated. This boy came back again. What's going on with my soldiers? What happened to your companions? And he said, Allah saved me from them. And then he said to the king, you cannot kill me until you do what I ask you to do. And he said, what is that? Imagine this king really wants to kill this boy and stop people from converting to his religion of belief in God. He says, what do I have to do? Tell me what I need to do. He said, gather all the people and then tie me to the trunk of a tree and take an arrow from my quiver and then say the following words. In the name of Allah, the Lord of the boy. That's what you have to say. And then shoot that arrow. If you do that, then you're going to be able to kill him. So he just gave him the keys to killing him. What happens? So the king calls all the people. He basically brings them, ties the boy to the tree and he gets the arrow and he does all that the boy told him to do. And he says, in the name of Allah, Lord of the boy. And then he shot it and it hit the boy and it killed him. What happens? The people said, we believe in the Lord of the boy. We believe in the Lord of this boy. We believe in the Lord of this boy. And so some people came to the king, some of his close, maybe soldiers. They said to him, do you realize what just happened? Do you realize what you just did? All the people now believe in the Lord of that boy. So the king commanded for ditches to be dug at all the entry points of the road. And when the ditches were dug, they lit fires in the massive, massive fires. And it was announced to the people, anyone who does not renounce their faith, the faith that this boy called you towards, will be thrown in the fire, will be killed as well. That's your ultimatum. You either leave the faith or you're going to die. And one by one, they stuck to their faith. They were killed, pushed into, or jumped into the ditch. These are ashab, these are the people of the ditch that are mentioned in Surah Al-Buruj. What happens next? A woman stops. She hesitates. And this is one of the most fascinating parts of the story and the finale here. She hesitates to jump in. And then the child spoke. Her infant child in her arms spoke. And this is one of the mu'jizat, one of the miracles about a child speaking. As an infant. And the child said, oh mother, be patient, for you are following the truth. And she as well, with her child, went into the fire. Now, in Surah Al-Buruj, we know about Ashab Al-Ukhdud. We know about the people of the ditch. We know that they held on to their faith, and that they are considered shuhada, they're martyrs. We learn from the boy holding on to one's faith. We learn from the boy pursuing what is true, seeking knowledge, even if you're young. You may one day excel and exceed your own teachers. But there's a mission here of pursuing what is true. We know how resilient he was and how resilient his followers were, or rather the followers who also accepted the same religion, believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, held on to their faith until they died. In the very same surah, we hear about two other types of people, the people of Fir'aun and Thamud as well. And some of them, for example, who were saved, some of them were killed like Ashab al-Ukhdud and some were given dominion on earth for an extended duration. Ultimately, whatever the circumstances are, hold on to your faith. leave the results to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm in a time of difficulty, in a time of confusion, in a time of temptation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us resilience to hold on to our faith until our very last breath. Allahumma ameen.